April 25th, 2017.
And if I remember, how far did we get? Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, no?
Yeah,
I think so. It's so long. You better do again the Mishnah. Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the top Mishnah. Let's see, Nachum Ol. If the Shechet did the Shechita, there's a mitzvah Kisei Adam. If you Shecht chickens or turkeys, if you Shecht Chaya or Oaf, Shecht Behemoth, there's no mitzvah Kisei Adam. If Shecht Chaya Oaf, so the Chumash has a mitzvah Kisei Adam. Shachat V'loi Kisa, if the Shechet doesn't do the Kisei Adam, Mera'ehu Acher, someone else sees that he didn't do Kisei Adam. Chayv l'chas, the other person is mechuyav. So Gemara is going to ask, how do you know? The pasuk says, "V'shachat v'chisa misha shachat v'yichas." He has the right to do it. So maybe it's not only he has the right to. Maybe he has the mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is only on him. Maybe no one else has the mitzvah at all. That's how the Gemara starts. Tana Rabban, v'shachat v'chisa. Shafach is dama v'chisa. Misha shafach, the one who does the shechiti yichase. So shachat v'loi kisa v'rei acher. Let it. The shechet shechts v'chaybio, and he does do kisa adam. And someone else is watching. How do you know that the stranger is mechuyav? He didn't do the shechita. If the gemara nay, the brisa. It's a brisa. Tana rabban. If the gemara nay, shenema ba'amar l'bnei Yisrael. Asar l'chol b'nei Yisrael. If someone else is watching, the one who did the shechita has the schus. He has the first crack at doing kisa adam. No one else is allowed to steal the mitzvah from him. You're not allowed to cheat him from the mitzvah of kisa adam. But if he doesn't take care of it, then everybody else has an obligation to. So that's the first line in the mission. Fine. What does the Gemara go about to Tanya Irach? You have another verse of Shafa v'chisa by Meshach Shafa. How does he do the shechita? He does the shechita with his knife. He holds the knife in his hand and he does the shechita. So it would have been easy. Let's say he's shechting chickens, turkeys, whatever. Then wants to kisa adam. So he has a pile of sawdust and he shechts and then he kicks with his foot. He kicks a little sawdust. So that's not proper to do that. Because the Brisa says, Tanyirich, the second Brisa says, Veshofa v'chisa, the same hand that did, if he's a righty, he does the shechita with the right hand. He needs the powerful hand. The Meshe Shofa bo yechase, the same hand that he used to do the shechita, he should use to do the kisei adam in a b'kovadik fashion, the hainu. Shalo yechasenu beregel. He shouldn't kick the sawdust with his foot. Why? Shalo yemitzvus b'zoyis olav. It's not b'kovadik to do like that. That's the Gemara Masechah Shabbos in the Sugya of Chanukah quotes this brisa to explain why also l'shtetz machlekes whether mutar l'shtamish la'araner also l'shtamish la'araner. Is it permissible to get hanof from the araner of Chanukah? The Gemara says, why should it be prohibited? What's wrong? Gemara says, does the ner kedusha yesh bo? Does it have kedusha? That's what we say. Haneros halal kodesh emir lo nevishus l'shtamish ben. Exactly what the Gemara says. It does make sense. That's what our nusach is. We have the nusach from the Masechah Sofrim. Haneros halal kodesh emir. We treat it as if it's like the neris and the beis hamikdash, and it's meila ben lo nevishus l'shtamish ben. But the Bavli makes fun of that. Masechah Sofrim is from the Goyne Eretz Yisrael. That's like a Yerushalmi. But the Bavli makes fun, so the Bavli says, so why should it be also the Shtamish Lohar on there? Mara says, Shalo Yehu Mitzvahs Bezuya Solov. That's the reason why.
The Adam have to come directly from the Behemoth? What happens when the Kabbal Adam in the plate?
Same thing. You pour it on the ground, then you have to have Ofel Lamayla, Ofel Lamata. Doesn't matter. Shalo Yehu Mitzvahs Bezuya. Tanya Erech, you have a third vice. The Shofa Fechisa. Misha Shafach, who Yechasen? The Shechet has the schus, he has the first crack, he has the schus of doing the Kisei Adam. Umaisa Bechot Sheshochad, Maisa Shoye, once a person Shechted Achai Liyof, Gorim Chaber, Kisa, someone else, Gamba the mitzvah from him, and he rushed in and did Kisei Adam. So Rabbi Gamliel penalized the Ganeth, the Chiva, Rabbi Gamliel, the Yigla, Sar Zahu, it's a Knas Mederabonim, and I told you there is no such thing. If I cheat someone else from a mitzvah, so I have to pay. So the Gemara, I think we started this, I don't remember how far we went. So the Gemara says, Ziboy Luhu, the Ad Sofeg, the 10 Zehuvim that Rabbi Gamliel makes him pay, is that Schar Mitzvah? It's one mitzvah, Kisei Adam, so you pay 10 Zehuvim. Or Schar Bracha, is it because he would have done Kisei Adam, would have said a Bracha, in addition to the Birchas HaShechita, would have said a separate Bracha on the Kisei Adam? So maybe it's 10 zeluvim for the bracha. L'may nafkemina. What's you have a chakira, has to have a nafkemina. So nafkemina, what is the chakira? So Gemara, nafkemina lebichas hamazon. What if, let's say, the shul annual dinner, so they call up Mr. So-and-so's mechubad, he should bench mezumen. And another wise guy runs up and he benches mezumen. And the people didn't realize that they didn't call him up. And everybody answered, Baruch Shachan, Mishlava, Tevucha, you know, and they go, Vaita. So he stole the benching from the other one. So if, the Gemara says, I'm a tzchar mitzvah, achasi, if you have to pay 10 zuvim because he stole a mitzvah from the person, so the whole benching is only one mitzvah. But however, I'm a tzchar bracha, if you say you have to pay 10 zuvim because he stole a bracha, havi an arboy, so then it's 40 zuvim because there were four brachas in the benching. First bracha is anas hakol, nodeluch was the second bracha, rachem no is the third bracha, and the last bracha is atev ameitu till yolam ayichasvein. So that's the Gemara Shaila. If the Mechabit, one person, the bench mezumin, and a wise guy grabs the mic, and he benches instead, and everybody goes along, they didn't realize that he wasn't the one who was called up, does he pay 10 zuvim or does he pay 40? So Gemara Toshma, right, that's the Shaila. How is it 40 zuvim? What about the Bar Piragofim? Tosis Yestakash. So Tosis quotes from Gemara Brochas, what's the din if a person was drinking wine in the middle of the meal? He said bar piagofen, and then he's going to bench ala kos. So does he have to say bar piagofen on the kos or not? So one opinion, we say yes, of course, we do it all the time. When you bench mezumin, you say bar piagofen before you drink a cup, even though you were drinking wine in the middle of the meal. So Taisa says this gemara goes with the other shita, with the shita and brachas, that since the benching ala kos is a hemshech of the meals, even though bichas hamozin means Hesach Hadas, that's what we had the top taste. Mishta Brucha Behad Hadar Le'efshet. Benching means a declaration that I'm finished eating. A declaration, finished eating all the other courses in the meal, the bread and dessert and all that, and the main course and everything. But it's not a Hesach Hadas from the drinking of the wine. I know in advance I'm going to bench Allah Kos. So there was an opinion in the Gemara that the Bar Piagofen, you don't have to recite Bar Piagofen on the Koishal Bichas Amazon, it's covered with the Bar Piagofen in the middle of the meal. There's even an opinion, what about Alagetim Bal Piagetim, when you finish drinking the whole cup of wine? So the Rishonim quote, the Halachas Gedolos, is of the opinion that the Bracha Achreina on the wine of the Koishal Bracha is covered with the benching that you said before you even drank the wine. The Bar Piagofen is not so bad, that I can understand. You say Bar Piagofen before you drink wine in the middle of the meal, and it covers the wine that you're going to drink after the meal, because you know in the middle, you know when you said the benching, you didn't mean to be a Hesach Hadas for the Bar Piagofen, because you planned to bench all the course. But the benching that you said before you drank the wine should cover the Bracha Achreina? You didn't even drink the wine. So we don't pass like either of these opinions. We pass on the Bar Piagofen from the middle of the meal does not cover the wine after, and the Bichas HaMozim does not cover the Bracha Achreina Ala Geffen either. So Taisa says, our Gemara goes with that Mandomer. Because if you hold the way we paskin that you say Bar Piagofen on the Koshal Bracha, then it would be 50 Zuhuvim, wouldn't just be 40 Zuhuvim.
There's no Shita
that you don't need wine at all for Zeman? The Gemara had, the last pair from Sachem, Gemara has Machlek is Bisham and Basil, where the Bichas HaMozim Tuna Kos, Reina Tuna Kos. So more correct is you should always bench ala kos, even if he eats. Even if a guy eats a sandwich for lunch. Yeah? You should also bench ala kos. Like I say, Kiddush ala kos, Abdul ala kos. You don't need dafke, a whole group of people. The meaning is that you only bench ala kos if you have mezumen. And even then, with mezalzel, a lot of times we don't bench ala kos. No, in the days of the Gemara, only the Mizamim said the benching. The other people did not say. Nibizman said that everybody's going to bench anyway, so what do you mean? What did you steal from him? You just stole the covet. You just stole the covet that he says, Rabbi Sain of Arech, but you didn't really steal any. Everybody's going to say the brachas anyway, yeah? Could well be that today wouldn't apply. But that's the Gemara Shaila. How many zehuvim do you pay? Do you pay 10 zehuvim because the whole benching is one mitzvah, chodah mitzvah? Or do you pay 40 zehuvim or possibly 50 zehuvim? That's the shan. It's a shach and chosh mishpa talks about that kasha, that's the kasha of the Bar Piagofen. So the shach one, they want to say that the Bar Piagofen is only the Rabbanon. Birchas Hanenen is only the Rabbanon. So you don't have to pay. Taisin says like that as well. Only if you steal a mitzvah deraisa, steal a mitzvah derabbanan, you don't have to pay. So the Bar Gadgolfin is only Rabbanim. So Toiva Meitiv is also only with the Rabbanim. The Gemara says in Brachas, Azamas HaKol Noda L'cho, and the third Bracha is the Raisa. But both Bracha, Toiva Meitiv, Meitiv Lona, Meitiv Lona, Yeitiv Lona, that's called the Bracha, Toiva Meitiv. The Gemara says it's Lav the Raisa. So you should only pay 30 Zehuvim. So why do you pay 40? So Rab Soloveitchik thought, when you say Baruch Shechan Mishalav Tivachayinu, that's also a Bracha. And he thought that's a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes Rishonim and a machlokes Achronim, whether the concept of benching Mizuman is the Raisa the Rabbanim. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, but it could well be that it's only an Asmachta. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a major shiur on benching Mizuman, and the way he has understood the Gemara, it has to be a Din Raisa. So he thought those are the four brachas. Baruch Shechan Mishlav Tivachayinu. Because the Gemara says, if I walk into a group and they're in the middle, they already said Baruch Shacham Shalav Tuvachayinu, so I say Amen, because that's a bracha. I say Amen. So that's one bracha deraisa. Azamas HaKol is the second bracha. Nodlecha is the third bracha, and the third bracha they mention is the fourth bracha. And Adai Vameitiv doesn't count because it's only the Rabban. A Bar Pragofen doesn't count because only the Rabban. That's the whole discussion in the Shach and Choshim Mishpat. What's it doing in Choshim Mishpat? When they have this din, the ganovim have to pay keren and kefil. Ganov steals, has to pay kefil. So if you steal a mitzvah from someone else, you got to pay Rabbi Gamliel's penalty of azara zehuvim. So what's the din? Do you pay 40 or do you pay 10? So the shach over there has a discussion. How do you calculate the 40?
And Rashi, Rabbi Soloveitchik, thought was min haTorah today. Then in the Gemara time.
In Shulchan Aruch, they always assume that the first four, first three brachas are derais, and Atav Ameitav Lav derais. That's what I always pointed out. How can Rachem, the third bracha used to be derais when we had a Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim was the capital of Eretz Yisrael? So when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, so the Gemara says he composed the first half of the third bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first place on Migdash, he added on the second half of the third bracha. We thank you for establishing the city Yerushalayim as the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. But Bizman HaZeh, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they changed the whole Nusach HaBracha. So we say, Rachman, no, have Rachmanis. So that the Pashto says, that's not their Reis. Their Reis is when you have a Beis HaMikdash, and you say, thank you for giving us Yerushalayim Bishlei Musa as the Mokam HaMikdash and as the capital city of Yerushalayim.
Or, no.
Could be, but we don't say that. Maybe we should change. Since the government established Yerushalayim a couple of years ago, they established Yerushalayim 50 years ago. They established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael right after the Kibbutz Yerushalayim. So maybe the Rabbanim should get together and change the Nusach HaBrocha. We should leave Racham the Havrachmanis and Malchus Bizdavim Mishichecha, Havrachmanis Altsim Mishkankwedach, Malchus Bizdavim Mishichecha. But we should thank the Rabbanu Shalom. Maybe that should be there. We should thank the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital. I don't know. You have to have a conference of Rabbanim and they should discuss it. We really ought to. I'm really got to.
How can anybody think of Tova Meitiv being given the Raisa? Is that because of Harugia Beitar
The Gemara says it was composed at that time, but the Gemara darshan some pasuk that you got to say Tova Meitiv. So that's the shaila. Is that pasuk only in Asmachta? Was it really a bona fide rush? So the maskana is that we pass can I tell Tova Meitiv Lav Deraisa. Lav Deraisa has two connotations. One, number one, it's not Deraisa, it's only the Rabbana. Number two, not only is it not the Raisa, even with the Rabbanon, it's not the fourth bracha, the benching. The benching consists of three brachas, and this is a bracha recited after the conclusion of the benching. That's why they say, Amen. But in Rachma Yerushalayim, Amen, the benching is over, and that was a totally different bracha. Totally different bracha. The Gemara says that that you're supposed to recite Bichas HaMos in the sitting position. So I remember when Chacham Avadya passed away a couple of years ago, so one of his grandchildren was delivered a hesped. So he said, the granddaughter's husband, who is now a Sfardish rabbi in London, so in his hesped he mentioned that on many different occasions he ate by the grandfather, a Chacham Avadya, and when he would bench Birchas HaMazon, by Yerushalayim Amen, he would start walking around by a Toiv HaMeitiv. He wouldn't be sitting in a seat. Because basically the benching is over. Rabbanu Rachman Shalayim Amen. Atev Ameitav, Lav Deraisa, doesn't only mean it's not Deraisa, it's only the Rabban. It's not even part of the benching mid the Rabban. It's a separate bracha instituted. The Beis HaLevi has this. and Sefer HaChumash. You also, in between Bereshis and Shmos, he has one page with four miscellaneous topics, four paragraphs. This is one of the four paragraphs. I'll tell you, he shows from the Gemara and from the Rishonim that Atayv HaMeitiv is not the fourth bracha, the benching. It's a separate bracha after the benching is over. Yeah, so we paskan, it's only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara has the Shaila. If you stole the Mechabit somebody to bench Mezumah, and someone else got Mezumah Mitzvah, does the Ganav have to pay 10 Zuhuvim because it's one Mitzvah? Does it pay 40 Zuhuvim? Gemara says, Toshma, because it was once an incident. A Tzeduki came to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Domalei Ahu Tzeduki Le Rebbe. Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So the Tzedukim, this man by Sheni, and after they were Tzedukim, who didn't believe in Torah Min HaShamayim, they didn't believe in Schar V'Enish, who knows what they believe. So this Tzeduki didn't believe in monotheism. He believed that there's more than one God. Maybe he was a Christian. So he said, Amalei Ahu Tzeduki Le Rebbe. He says, I have a pasuk in Navi that says, that implies beferish, that there's more than one deity in the world. The one who created the wind is not the same one who created the mountains. The pasuk continues. So he sounds from the pasuk the two different deities, the two different powers. Yotzaharim or Bore Ruach are two different beings. Amalei, so Rebbe told the Apikoris, Shaita, Moran, Shvila Sefer Dikro, look at the next phrase in the Pasuk, Hashem Tzvakasu. It's all one God who did everything. He's the Yetzirah, he's the Baruch. He did everything. So the Tzduki, the Apikoris, was shaken up. He was so convinced that there's more than one God. Amalei, Nekotni Zimda Tlosi Yoimi, give me 3 days and I'm going to come back and I'll prove to you that your answer is not correct. He was insistent that there's more than one God. Ma'adan aloch tiyufta. I'm going to come back after 3 days and I'm going to slug up your interpretation of the pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't know what to expect. So he fasted 3 tanesim. Yosef Rebbe plus tanesa. He was fasting every day that the Apikoris shouldn't stump him. He should have what to answer him. Ki have a koboi mevarach. One day Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was about to eat. He's going to eat and he's going to bench. Omrulei, so they told him as he's about to eat, they tell him, Tzduki koi above. There's an Apikoros knocking on the door. So that was the third day. That was after 3 days of fasting. The Apikoros said, I'm going to come back in 3 days. Rabbi Ranasi thought, this is the same Apikoros who said he's going to come back with a tiyufta. I'm going to slug you up and prove. So he was aggravated. Omar, so Rabbi Ranasi said, Vayitim do barosi rosh v'goymer pasik and tilim, malos nishlebim. The Apikoros is back again and is going to ruin my lunch. I'm about to eat. I want to enjoy my meal. I was fasting 3 days. I want to eat something. And he's going to aggravate me to death. So Omar Lehi, so they told him, no. Rebbe, Mabba, so the Tzduki comes into the room and he says, Rebbe, Mabasa Tevis Aniloch. I'm not the same. He says, this is not the same Tzduki who came 3 days ago. I have good news for you. What's the good news? Lamotzet Shuvah Oivecho. Your enemy, who was trying to prove to you that there's more than one God, based on the Pasuk in Navi, was trying to figure it out for 3 days, and he committed suicide. And he jumped off of the roof because he was so convinced that there's more than one God, and you answered him up, and he sees his whole Hashkafas Chaim is wrong, and he was worshipping Avodah Zarah all these years, and Rabbi is right, there's only one God, so the Apikoros committed suicide. So he thought that he's giving good news to Rebbe. Rebbe wasn't happy that he had aggravation from the first time because he was not happy that God committed suicide. Okay. Amalai, so Rebbe tells him, Itzoncha shetiser etzli, I'm about to eat my meal. Would you like to eat with me? Rebbe is not happy to have Apikoros meeting by him, but the guy gave him good news. Okay, so he was happy to hear that he's not going to have any more aggravation from the first tzduki. So he says, okay. So he eats by him. After they ate, so he asks, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi gives him a choice. Would you like to bench Mezumen? There's no Mezumen if there are only two people. There's only Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi with the Tzduki. There's no Mezumen. So you have to have 3 people. It's a problem over here. You can be Mitzar for Tzduki to bench Mezumen. Apparently, the Tzduki, who came to give Rabbi the good news, didn't believe in Avodah Zarah, but he's also some kind of Tzduki. some kind of an optic curve. The whole story is very strange. There's a lot missing here. The Mefarshim, the Achrayim, try to fill in the missing points of this story. It's very incomplete. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi offers them. What did he offer? Would you prefer to bench Mizumin? Or can I buy up the Mizumin from you to bench Mizumin? You're going to say the four brachas, we're just going to say Amen. That's worth 40 Zehuvim. Yeah.
So in the Gemara Brachas, doesn't it say that with two people it's a Rishus? So maybe because it was a Rishus, you'd be willing to give it away?
There was an opinion that it's Rishus. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, it says Shlosh Shalcha Ke'echas Chayavim Lazamra. Three people are together, they're obligated to mention. What about Shnayim? So they're not Chayav. Is it optional? Or is it not even optional? So the Gemara has a Machloikas, but then the final Maskan is no. Shnayim Shalcha Mitzvah Lecholik. You have to split up. You can't have one bench and the other one Yotze. We don't allow Shemei Kaina. The Yerushalmi says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Ran on the last page in Rosh Hashanah, the Ran on the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi, there are three areas of Allah, but we don't permit Shemei Kaina. We always have one person says Kiddush and Abdullah and Tkiyah Shofar and Mikra Megillah, and you say Shemei Kaina. Everybody who listens is Yotze. So the Yerushalmi says there are three instances where we don't permit Shemei Kaina. One is Kriya Shema. Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. It's not right. You should rely on someone else. You should say on your own. The other case is Tefillah. If you need a Parnasa, you need a Shidduch, and you need to be, you want to be blessed with children or whatever, so you'll be able to do well on your final. So you ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, shouldn't you rely on someone else and just be a Shemaim Kain? So Tefillah, you shouldn't rely on Shemaim Kain. And the third exception to the rule is when you're eating food, that you ask the other guy to eat an extra sandwich for you. You ate the sandwich yourself, so if you ate the sandwich, you should say the bracha before and after. You shouldn't allow Shemei Kain and not on the bracha before eating and not on the bracha after. I would do it all the time. One person says I'm Yotze and everybody's Yotze, and one person benches Mizum and everybody's Yotze. So the Mishnah says that's only in special cases. That's only at Hesebu. If they're all sitting around the table, the Hesebu, so then it's a Kviyas together. So it's not that you say Shemei Kain. You don't say Shemei Kain by Birchas Hanenin and by Baruch Echrein. If it's a Sebu, it's one Chabura, so the Takanas Chacham was the Chabura is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi. The Chabura offers one Hamoitzi, and the Chabura offers one Birchas Hamozim. But it's only if a Sebu, if you have a real Tzir. Taisa says that Bizmanazah, we don't eat the Sebu on Pesach night. We eat the Matzah. And Arba Kais is Be'aseva. Normally all year long we don't eat Be'aseva. But Taisa says, by us, Bizman Hazeh, Yeshiva Didan, Ke'aseva Ditu. If they're all sitting around the table, that's the maximum you can expect of them. Can't require, let's say, the Balabai says Hamoitzi and everybody else says Yotzi, that's only if all the people are sitting. If the people are standing, it's not proper. You can't be Moitzi the other, but everybody has to be sitting around the table. So in the days of the Gemara, sitting wouldn't be enough, you would need Daf Ke'aseva. But it's not normal to eat and say, but we find it so uncomfortable. So that's what we pass on like this. It's Yeshiva Didan, Ke'aseba Ditu. By us, if they're sitting around the table, then you can be Moitzi the others, not based on Shemei Kainan. It's the whole Chabura offers one Hamoitzi, and the whole Chabura offers one Birchas Hamozin.
Isn't there something
correct on Hadras Melech? No, yeah. One person.
Preferable that one should say the Bracha.
That's preferable?
Yeah. That's Baraivam. One says the Kiddush and everybody's yet. That's Kiddush.
Kiddush.
Yeah.
Kiddush,
strictly speaking, I can recite Kiddush for someone else even if I'm not drinking. The Gemara says, Yotza Moitza. Even though I already made Kiddush, I benched, I finished everything, I can say Kiddush for you. The Bar Pergav and with the Kiddush. So what does it help whether I'm going to sit or going to stand? If you sit and you eat together, so the whole Chabura together is eating together. Here, even if he's not drinking wine at all, you can be Moitzi him. So Kiddush, you can be Moitzi the others with the Kiddush and with the Bar Pragofen, even if everybody's standing. So that's different minhagim, whether you daka sit to show that you want to have Kiddush Mumakam Suda, or you stand out of respect out of Kovod Abrochet, because Kiddush is Abrochet Daraisa.
Isn't there something with Alamithia about, I remember you said that one person, a lot of times, says if everybody, that's not proper.
The Taz says that the minig always was. After Kiddush, one person says Alam Hechi and everybody's Yotze. So the Taz says it's not right, it's against Halacha, because Eim Mezamnim Al HaPeres. Only if you have a Mezumah. Mezumah is only on bread. So how come that's a common practice and all the yeshivas and all the shuls, one person says Alam Hechi? So the Taz says, if you got to make an announcement, everybody should say his own Alam Hechi. Many people for sure will walk home without saying Alam. They don't know how to say Alam Hechi by heart. So Bishas Hadchak, we revert back to the Din Deraisa. That you do say Shemekah. That whole Din in the Yerushalmi, that there are three cases, but we don't permit Shemekah in it, like Kriya Shema, because of the concept Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, by Tfilah. If you have Tzorachim, you ask on your own, and by eating food, this whole Yerushalmi is only Midirabbanan. So if it's a big Shas Hadchak, let's say the two people ate bread together, there's no Mizuman. One of them knows how to bench, the other one does know. One is a Seif, and one is a Boor. The boor does not have a bench. The Gemara says, "Seif and Mevarach boor yaitze bibarchasa." I, Bob, you don't allow Shemeh Koine by benching. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bir Agra that whole Yerushalmi is only midirabbanan. So if you have a Shas Hadchak, Matush Kembreire, then you revert back to the Din Deraisa. So that you do permit Shemeh Koine.
Why don't we just tell them we do that for me?
So the Taz says, "You know, it's just not going to work." They're not going to do it. There are going to be some people who are going to walk away. But anyone who knows how to say Alamichi on his own really ought to say on his own. Really shouldn't rely on the one who's saying Alamichi Atla.
Sometimes you're not so sure if you had the shear. That's what you...
Okay, if you're not sure, so you have no braver. That's a Shas Hadchak.
Eat them okay.
Maybe the special bracha means Zulman. Maybe the special bracha of the Rabbi benched Beichid is also the cause.
That could be. That could be. No. But apparently, he's asking the guest. The din is arech mevarach. It's supposed to be mechabed the guest that he should bench. So apparently, Rebbe was mechabed the tzduki. Would you like to bench? As we all know, the din is arech mevarach. Or maybe I can buy it up. Maybe I can buy it up from you. Really, you deserve to bench because arech mevarach. But maybe I can buy it up from you if I'll pay you 40 zehuvim. So it sounds like he's benching Mizuma, because if each one is benching on his own, so what does Rebbe have to buy off from him? He's going to bench on his own, he's going to bench on his own. Sounds like he really was going to be mechaber the tzduki because of Reich Mavara. But he would rather not. He'd rather not have a tzduki say the benching.
Who probably didn't know the benching?
Who the tzduki didn't know the benching? Could be. But the Loshan HaGemara is Megumgum, where he says, so if the Rebbe and the Tzduki ate, the Rebbe asks him, which would you prefer? Kosher Baruch HaToshoseh? What do you mean HaToshoseh? Should have said, would you like to bench Mezuman, as the din requires? Not drinking the Kosher Baruch, that's not relevant. Not a question about drinking it. The question about benching Mezuman, saying, so that's what Tosha says. It does mean Kosher Baruch HaToshoseh. Means, Would you prefer to bench Mizuman because you have the right to? Because Arech Mavarech. Or Aboim Zuvim Atanoitam. Maybe I'll pay you 40 Zuvim to buy the mitzvah up from you.
Is the Arpa Zuvim the value or the Knas? I thought it's the Knas. So if it's the Knas, where is he getting 40 from? Maybe it should be 100, 200.
Just like there's a penalty if I steal a bracha from someone, you got to pay 10 zehuvim. So if I want to buy it up from him, I also buy it up for 10 zehuvim.
Even though that's not the value.
Yeah, it's not the same. Yeah. The knas is, Rabbi Gamaliel's knas is, we treat it, if you steal a mitzvah from someone, steal a bracha from someone, treat it as if the value of the bracha would be $10. So as if he gambled it. So the ganav has to pay the value of the bracha. The brachas are priceless. But boil a mazeh, you gotta be kaveh some. So you see from this story, amaloi kashal brocha nishoy. So I would prefer to bench mezuman. The tzduki said he preferred to bench mezuman. Yatsa baskol yomra kashal brocha shove aboim zehuvim. The kashal brocha is worth because you say four brochas. So you see from that ma'aseh shoya that we assume it's 10 zehuvim for each brocha. You don't say it's 10 zehuvim for the whole mitzvah. The whole benching is one mitzvah, but it's four different brachas. I don't know. The baskol approved what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said. I don't know. It's good without a baskol. I don't know. The whole story is a
baskol.
Yeah. The whole story is very strange. How does he give a tzduki to bench? The whole story is missing.
The other person must have been there, right?
Third person, yeah.
Other people now.
Maybe Rebbe's son, yeah. Yes. I don't know.
It's just unbelievable. In the beginning, it's other people are there.
Yep. Very strange.
Rebbe's probably wanted to speak to a lesson of the son. Do you want to drink?
He's talking his language. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. You should know, Dayin Yeshna, the Yud on the previous line belongs over here. The Paschal said, Koshal Bracha Shove Arpoinzu, not Yishve. The Yud in front of the word Shove belongs on the next line. So he says, Dayin Yeshna Lois and Mishpacha, the descendants from that Tzduki who benched, his descendants are still alive. Lois and Mishpacha Megdoli Rami, the Kari Maisam, Mishpacha Bali Yohannes. I mean, they're probably not religious. Maybe they're Mishubotim, Ben Gedolei Rami. Strange, the whole story is very strange. So, Tiferes Yankiv has a whole suggestion over here. Very convoluted shot, very complicated. Okay, so that's the din in the Mishnah Nachamol, that the one who shechts, not that the mitzvah is only on the Shoichet. No, he has the first schus. He has the first crack at performing the mitzvah, but if he doesn't do it, then whoever is watching has the obligation to do it. And the Gemara says, and if you steal the mitzvah from the shechet, then there's a penalty of Rabbi Gamliel. You have to pay asar zeh. We mentioned last time that Bizmano said we don't have any real smuchim. We just celebrated the Chag HaSmicha in Yeshiva, but it's all imitation smicha. It's not real smicha. Real smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael Ishmi Piyish at Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Masorah, the Shalshelas HaMasor Smicha, was broken a long, long, long time ago, at least 1,500 years ago. As I mentioned, the only place in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah quotes from the Abarbanel is over here. He quotes in Yeridel. Abarbanel says that smicha b'zman hazeh is all imitation smicha. Everybody knows that without the Abarbanel. That's a davar pashut in the Gemara like that. So because there's no smicha b'zman hazeh, so you cannot be dan din knosis. For knas, you have to have a real bezna of shloshes smuchim. So there's a famous machlokes rishonim and chayshim mishpa. What about, this is called a knas. Rabbi Gamliel's penalty, you got to pay a sorosim, that's called a knas. It's a knas midirabban. It's not a knas like ketel dalad daher oynus and mefatim oitzi shemra shloshim shalevet. It's not that kind of a knas. A knas midirabban. So he said that Bizmana said we don't have any smuchim anywhere, even Eretz, we don't have any real smuchim. So no one can be dan the knas. Or they say no, this kind of a knas derabban. This Rabbi Gamliel's knas applies to even Bizmana said. So that's a big machlekes. It is quoted in Chosh Mishpa. This is quoted. And other knosses, they say, no, we don't allow any knoss even with the rabban. So psastira in Chosh HaMishpat about this issue. Whether Bizman Hazeh, we don't have smuchin, can you be done a knoss? So then we already learned the last line in the Mishnah. Kiseh bin Izgala. What if you did kisi adam, and then the wind, I threw the sawdust on top, and then the wind blows all of the sawdust off from on top of the blood, and now the blood is megula again. I'm mechayiv to do it a second time. So the din is patam elachasas. Inam mechayiv to do kisei adam atzveitam. Freg the Gemara kasha. Why? Omle Rav Acha be the Rav Eli Rav Ashi. That's on the first wide line on the Omid. Ma'ishna me'ashova saveid. The Yom Amar Hashem afilu me'apamim. Hashem tishiben olam. It says kisira chamor sanacha. Not chamor sanacha. That's by Hazav Tazer. If you see someone's behemoth is lost, they have to give it back. What if it gets lost again? You have to give it back again. I feel a mayor promise, even 100 times. So you don't say, once you did Hashabbos, I bet you have to do it again. So why don't you say the same over here? That I feel a mayor promise. You did Kisi Adam once, and then the wind blows it off, so you should be mechiv to do the Kisi Adam a second time. And for the Gemara, no, over there, there's a Xeris HaKasu, Hoshev Tishidenu, there's a Kefa Loshen. I feel a mea pomen. But over here, it doesn't say kefalosh, and here it says, v'chisahu. So the mashmoy says only once. Hasm loksiv miyuta, och aksiv miyuta. There, fakir. It's not only loksiv miyuta, I think it says a kefalosh. What does Rashi say over here? Amar Rabbi Elimi says, Hashem, I feel a mea pomen, mashma. Oh, Rashi says, not from a kefalosh. First Rashi says, not from a kefalosh. Just the word hashev. Hashev. Without a kefalosh, it means I feel a mea pomen. Why don't you say from Hashiv Tishivein? Rashi explained, not what I said. I said Hashiv Tishivein, Kefalosh and Afila Mea Pramit. The Gemara has a machlekes, but the Dibeter Kedushan Miri Adam Allah Dibeter Kedushan Miri Adam Allah Dibeter the Darshan Lushan is Kfulim. Whenever the Chumash has a Kefalosh, so if you say Dibeter, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel has Dibeter Kedushan Miri Adam. The Rabban Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in a Hebrew, a style, the way people talk. So people talk, they repeat the same thing many times. So you don't have to take every letter in the Chumash, every word, every letter has to have meaning. We don't accept that opinion. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. When you have Lushanis, Kvulam, Yadarshan something. So Rashi says, maybe the drush is from Hashem to Shivim. If the drush is from Hashem to Shivim, the Kefaloshim, because Lodi Batelka Shamari Adam, then the Kasha Fatzach Nishtan. By a Shabbos Abed, it says Hashem to Shivim, the Yachicha, Kefaloshim, Afilim Me'apam. Here it doesn't say Kase to Chase. It says V'chiso once. So what's the Kasha? Rashi says, no, the drush is not from the Kefal. Hashem Tishim. The drush is from the word Hashem. The word Hashem alone. Aye, but there is a Kefal. There's a name. Tishivim tells you a different thing. But Tishivim Akin the drush Achrina. Tishivim gives you a different drush. There in Bavim Si. I forgot what it is there. But the word Hashem alone has the connotation of Inam Epam. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Achaname v'chisa tuva mashma. I'm saying v'chis. V'chiso ba'ofar. Make sure it's mechusa. So even if kiseben is gala, you should be mechiv to do it again. And in my name, it says the kisehu be'ofer. It sounds like it's a miyut. You only have to do it once. Right? Once it did kisedam, you know, even if kiseben is gala, the wind blows off the sawdust. You're not mechiv to do it a second time. What if kiseh the mishnah? The last line in the mishnah. What if kiseh haruach? What if the sheikhed did he shechting 100 turkeys there? He covered Thanksgiving, and then he didn't have a chance to do Kisei Adam, and the wind blows, he has all a pile of sawdust there, the wind blows, and it covers all the dam. So the Mishnah says, even though it's already mechusa, it's still chayv mechasas. How can it be chayv mechasas? There's nothing to be mechasa. The dam is mechusa. The Mishnah doesn't make sense. How can it be Kisei Ruach chayv mechasas? So the Gemara explains, Amar Abba Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yechana, Lo Shana Ve'elo, Shechazim in his gala. When the Mishnah says Kiseu HaRuach, if the wind blew the sawdust on the dam, he's still mechuyev, he's still obligated to do Kisei Adam. There's one condition missing here. Self understood. The wind blew it, and then afterwards, either the wind blew it off, or somebody came and took it off. Right now, the dam is megula, but if the dam is mechusa now, so there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do Kisei Adam about. So that's what Rabbi Bar Bachana quotes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Shalai, how do you pronounce Rabba Bar Bar Chana? He's the grandson of Chana or Chana. So some say that was his grandmother, Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Chana was his grandmother. The others say no, that was his grandfather's name, Chana. Chana should really be spelled Ches Nun Aleph. Chana is spelled Ches Nun Hey, but if it's Aramaic Chana, that's what they have in Hilchas Gittin and Eben Ezra, they say. If a woman's name is Chana, and she spells it Ches Nun Aleph, that's incorrect. Her name is Chana. So it doesn't matter what she spells. But if a man's name is Chana, so Chana is not a Hebrew word, so you end off, let's say a woman's name is Hensha. A girl's name is Rivka. So she spells Rivka with an Aleph at the end. That's incorrect. Even though that's the way she always spells it, when she gets married or when she gets divorced, or when she dies, you write on her Matzeva, right on her ksuba, Rivka with a hey, not with an Aleph. But if her name is Hensha or something like that, you're supposed to, it's not the Hebrew word. So you're supposed to end off not with an ayin and not with a hey, you're supposed to end off with an Aleph.
You had a problem with Aleph and hey, the name Akiva.
Akiva, yeah. The question is it a Hebrew word? It's not a Hebrew word. Akiva, it's not a Hebrew word. Whenever it's a Hebrew word, you're supposed to spell it the correct spelling. Like I have a daughter-in-law, Rina. So everybody spells Rina like in the newspapers. Reish, Yud, Nun, Hey. And every so in Israeli newspapers, everything is Mole. They spell Moshe, Mem, Vav, Shin, Hey. Aharon, Aleph, Hey, Reish, Vav, Nun.
And Reich, Vav, is spelled
like that. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So in Tanakh, the word Rina appears many times. It's never spelled with a Yud. So it says, even though she spells her name all the time, when she signs letters, she spells her name, Reish Yud Nun Hey, that's incorrect spelling. So you don't put the incorrect spelling in the Ksuvi. You spell it Reish Nun Hey, the way it appears in Tarach. That's the correct spelling. If a girl's name is Hensha, or something like that, and the correct spelling, that's conventionally, if it's a Yiddish name, like Hensha, something like that, so the conventional spelling is with an Aleph at the end. And you shouldn't spell a henshi with an I, and shouldn't at the end, you shouldn't spell it with a at the end, you should spell it with an Aleph. But if she signs it otherwise, you can't say it's incorrect. Well, there are rules and regulations how to spell Yiddish names, how to spell Polish names in Exeter. There are no rules. It's a convention on spelling with an aleph at the end. But if she spells it personally, she writes Hebrew, and she always signs her name, Henshu, with a hey, with an ayin, then you spell it the way she spells it.
What are like,
but
like,
she has a Hebrew name, and she spells it incorrectly. You don't write it incorrectly.
I just originally, what is it like, Yehuda, she spells Yehuda, Yudbam Dalat Aleph.
Yeah.
Is that real name?
Yiddish name. The Yiddish name.
But he didn't have his father to preach. Why all of a sudden is it grand?
I think they have in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, apparently either his grandmother, the way it's usually, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, I think the grandmother was a very famous woman, or the grandfather was a very famous man. So rather than identify him as Rabbi Bar Eliyahu, whoever heard of Eliyahu, we identify him by his grandparents, who was a more famous person. I think the Tshuvas HaGoyim have it like this.
What the Rebbe said before about the Knas that we don't possibly have, except for this benching. Maybe it's because he's really stealing the wine. When he drinks the wine at the end, the wine isn't his. It's only because he grabbed the cupboard, so he's stealing the guy's wine.
Yeah, I was talking even at benching without a cuss. Even at the benching without a cuss, nothing to do with the wine. Let's say a person benches mezumin, and then I say Kiddush. So there's no requirement, Dafka, I have to drink the wine. Somebody has to drink the wine. Let's say at a wedding, Sadi Kiddush says Baruch HaGofen, and he says, Hashem Kiddush HaMitzvah, and he says Bichas Eres, and then the Chosn Kala drink the wine. The rabbi doesn't drink the wine. So when you bench Mezuman ala Kos also, the one who benches Mezuman says till the end of the benching, then someone else can say Baruch HaGofen and drink the wine. Doesn't necessarily have to. The penalty is because he stole the benching from you. That what? Yeah. The Pnei Yeshua Aksubis raises that issue in the Kuntra Sachar. He says, what's going on over here? If we're all sitting around the table on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you say Kiddush, I can even be Moitzi, even if I'm not drinking at all now. That's the Gemara, Yotza Moitzi. But if it's a weekday and we're just drinking with wine altogether, so you have to be sitting around the table. Over here by the Chuppah, they're all standing. So how can I be Moitzi him? How can I say Baruch Yagov and have him drink, even if we would be sitting? You have to have that all of us are drinking. I should drink and he should drink. Then it's what to discuss. Then it's what. So that's the Pnei Yeshua has discussion. How can we do it like that? So because of that kasha, that's why the Afike Yam is a sefer written 100 years ago at the time of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he quotes that Rav Simcha Zelig, who was dying in Brisk, had said he never noticed it. He always used to watch Rav Chaim and follow everything. He never noticed it. But Rav Chaim told him that was his practice. He does it so much b'tzina that Rav Simcha Zelig never noticed it. So Rav Chaim would spill a little bit of the wine on his finger, and then he gave the cup to the Chosn Kala, and he would lick the wine in an inconspicuous fashion nobody should see. They say the Rav Velva Soloveitchik never drank the wine by the Bichas Eres. They asked him why. He said, I never saw my father do it, so I don't do it either. Some Chazal never saw Rav Chaim do it either. But he says, Rav Chaim told him that's what he does. So Rav Velva said he never saw Rav Chaim do it. Of course he didn't see. He did it in a fashion of the tzinnan. Because the minig always was that the Masada Kedushin does not drink the wine. So Rav Chaim didn't want to violate the minig. But he thought the Pnei Yeshua's kasha was a good kasha. Yeah. One of the contemporaries, one of the gedolim, he was on the board of the yeshiva in Valozhin. The board of the yeshiva consisted of Mesmochem of Valozhin, prominent Talmid HaChacham, not like the board of Yeshiva University. They had prominent big Talmid HaChacham, and when they had a Din Torah, when they had a Shaila, the Netziv appointed Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, married the granddaughter of the Netziv. So they appointed him as a Magid Shir in the yeshiva. So people were complaining that it's just nepotism, he's not Roy Lekach. So the board met, and they said Rav Chaim should say Shir, and they're going to say Mavinus, whether he's Roy, whether he's worthy to be a Magid Shir in the yeshiva. And the board consisted of big rabbanim who were mismachim from the yeshiva. So one of those prominent rabbanim was Rabbi Yosef Slutsky. His name was Rabbi Yosef Primer, I think. It was the rabbi in Slutsky. It was known as Rabbi Yosef Slutsky. So he has in his tshuva, somebody asked him about this. Should we be makbid like the Pnei Yeshua? Should we be makbid to take a sip of the wine when you Masada Kedusha? So he writes in his tshuva, I beg your pardon, Pnei Yeshua never said, Pnei Yeshua gefrek takasha. He doesn't say the din is not to say. That's the kasha. And the teretz is that we treat it like Kiddush. That Yotza Moitzin, he can be Moitzin, the Chosim Kala with the Bar Pragata, even though he's not drinking the wine. So the Pnei Yeshua just raised it as an issue. He didn't say we shouldn't follow the Minigolan, and he justified the Minigolan. Since we say Birchas Eris and on a cup of wine, we treat it like Kiddush. That you can't be Moitzin the others. Yeah. So the Gemara has this comment. They quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah says, Kiseu HaRuach, if the wind blew the sawdust, the sand, and it did the kis adam, the shoychet should do kis adam. Doesn't make sense. There's nothing to be mechasa. It's only loshan u'ela. The Mishnah only applies if there's a condition missing here. Shechazim in his gala. If the dam became megula afterwards, aval lochazim in his gala, patam melechasa. Nothing to be mechasa. It already is mechusa. Shai? Okay. That's fine. That is more effect akashin. You shechted the chaya or the oaf, you shechted all the chickens, shechted 1,000 chickens, you have to do kisei adam. Then the wind blows, and for 10 minutes you can't do any kisei adam, because it's all mechusa. So you're not mechuyev to do kikin, there's nothing to do. Then either the wind blows or somebody comes and they take all of the sawdust off, so now the dam is megula again. So shouldn't you say, yesh dicho yetzal mitzvahs? Whenever there was a mitzvah, usually yesh dicho yetzal mitzvahs goes on a cheftze. If you had hadasim in the beginning of Yontiv, that were kosher. Kosher hadasim. And then berries grow on the hadasim. So many berries grow. You have anov of merubim me'alov. You have more berries. The berries can grow even after it's cut off in the ground. So if you have berries grow on hadasim, more berries than you have leaves, so the hadasim apostle. And then you pluck off the berries later on. So chalamoy, on Yontiv, you're not allowed to, maybe on Yontiv. The Mishnah says, on Yontif, you're not allowed to pluck off the berries because you're making it kosher l'mitzvasai. So that's misakan mona. Like if you mafresh chumas and maisvis on Yontif, on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says, in the end of Beitzah, that's called misakan mona. So if you have a pasal ahodos, pasal because you have anov of merubim mialov, you have more berries than you have leaves, so it's pasal, so if you're going to pull off a couple of berries and make it that it's more leaves than there are berries, and you're machshir the hadas, so that's an Issa de Rabbanan, probably. Pashtus an Issa de Rabbanan. Some Rishonim hold it's an Issa de Raisa, but Pesach says it's only an Issa de Rabbanan, a Mesakin Mona. So let's say it's Chalamoy, so you plucked it off. So the Gemara has a whole discussion whether Yesh Dicha Eitzel Mitzvah, the same Dicha Eitzel Mitzvah. Why? Because the original din of Dichoi is by Korbanus. That's what Rashi says. Chamin and Dicha, the Psal Korban Hudi Amina. The Pasuk says, you can't be makar carbon if it has a mum. There are two types of mum. There's a mum kavua and there's a mum oiva. A mum kavua means a mum that's not going to heal by itself. If you do surgery, it'll get better. But if you don't do surgery, it's not going to get better by itself. So that's called a mum kavua. So if the carbon develops a mum kavua, then the energy can be paid to the carbon, and the money will become hugdash, and you have to buy another carbon with the money, and the behema will be yotzeluchum. But if it only has a mum oiver, has a mum, that which is going to heal by itself without any surgery. It's going to heal by itself. So if it has a mum oiver, so the Pasuk says, you cannot be makrib the carbon kolzman that it has a mum oiver. And if you makrib it, it's pasul. Ki mashchasam bo'em mum bom. Kolzman she mum oiver, even though it's a mum that will heal by itself, but it didn't heal yet. So if you makrib the carbon while it has the mum kavua, while it has the mum oiver, it's pasul. But it's not the same as a mum kavua. You cannot be poida based on that. So the pasuk is mashma. That's how the Gemara never explains what is the mokar of this institution of dichui. So, but the Balei HaTosfos in Yuma, when the Gemara next to the two prokim before the end of Yuma, Gemara talks a lot about the dichui there. So the Balei HaTosfos on this side, Tosfos Shanim on this side, explain where is the mokar, where is the chumash? There's an institution of dichui. So the Balei HaTosfos say the mashmos is from that pasuk. Mashchasam b'hem mum bom. If you have a mum oiver, I had a carbon that was kosher. Then it develops a mum oiver. It's going to get better by itself. So it takes a couple of months. gets better by itself. So then the pasuk says, now you can be makriv it, and the mashmoah says it's only over here. It's only in this scenario that it was kosher and it became pasul temporarily, and then it's chozer lekashrusa. But if it would have been a different reason, let's say I have a korban, a shech the korban, I have the kabbalas adam and ikli shoris, I'm about to be zarek the dam on the mizbech, all of a sudden the mizbech falls apart. Nivgamah mizbech, it's no longer ravua. The din is the mizbech has to have a square, and if it's not a square shape, it's pasul. So you can't be zarek the dam. So you wait a couple of hours till they fix, they have someone come. The super comes from the Beis Hamikdash and he takes cement and he makes the mizbech ravua. Fine, he finishes it, he measures it. They don't want to be zarek the dam. So the Gemara says, sorry, since I had the dam was kosher originally, I did kabbalas adam hechsher, and then I was unable to be zarek the dam for an hour or two because they had to fix the ribua of the mizbech. See, no, now it's fixed already. That you learn after that pasuk, that only by mum is there a din. Mum is the one exception to the rule. And the reason why the mum is an exception to the rule, because the Gemara says, there's a machlokes hatanoim, why is it an exception? So the accepted opinion is because the mum is a balechayim. It's a live animal. Balechayim ain't in the dochem. The dinim of dicho can only set in on an animal that has the full kedusha. The full kedusha is only after you do the shechita, after you do the first avoida. Balechayim, if you're magdash, hareza shlamim, hareza oila, hareza chatos, it'll have what we call a kedusha zaguf la mizbech, but it doesn't have a kedusha carbon until after you shecht it. Shechit is the first avoida. So after, the same thing by a carbon mincha. If you put a carbon mincha in a klisha reis, so it gets a kedusha zaguf la mizbech, but it's not yet a kedusha carbon until after you do the kmitza. Kmitza is the avoida rishayna. Just like by carbonous animals, the shechit is the avoida rishayna. So by Menachas, the Kmitza is the first Avoida. The Dalar Avoida, when we learned Saita, we learned there was a long Rashi in the beginning of the second parak. There are Dalar Avoidas by a Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avoidas by the Dam of the Korbanah. So not until you do the Avoida Rishayna does the Mincha or does the Korban have the status of Kedusha's Korban. Before it only has Kedusha Guflam is Beach, but it does not have Kedusha's Korban yet. But since it's an incomplete Kedusha, so the din of dichrei doesn't set in. So that's the way we pass on halacha. The reason why mum is the one exception to the rule, that mum is no din of dichrei, only by other command, because the mum happens while it's still alive. While it's still alive, it doesn't have the full kedusha. Only has kedusha guf la mizbech. It doesn't have kedusha as korban until after the shechita. So the original makor, the original discussion and the sugis and zvachim and yume and other kedusha and other mesichtas about dichrei psachim. The discussion always is about karbonis. Does the din of dichrei apply to mitzvahs? You had the hadasim and it became pasul, then it became kosher because you plucked off the berries. So that's an ibaida leif shita in the Gemara and Sukkot. So we paskin lechumra that you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't use such a hadas because it's a suffix. So the Gemara says, isn't that the case over here? Frag the Gemara, kiseu haruach ishechter chickens. You have to do kisei adam. There's an obligation to do kisei adam. Then kisei haruach, the wind blows, and it blew enough sawdust to cover over. That's how they usually do kisei adam in the slaughterhouses. They use sacks of sawdust. We're going to learn the next Mishnah. It's coming up. What bamemachas on the peches? What material can you use? You don't necessarily have to use offer. You can use other things also. It has to be granulated. It has to be nitchan. So if kiseu haruach calls manas mechutz, it is not mitzvah kisei adam. Chazam and his galas, and now there is a mitzvah. So shouldn't this be an issue of yesh dichrei etzel mitzvahs, rein dichrei etzel mitzvahs? This is not the way we usually talk about dichrei. Usually talk about dichrei, you have a carbon. That's the heft of the carbon was nitre. It was kosher originally, it was nire, v'nitre, v'chazav v'nire. Originally, I shech the carbon, and I'm a kabbal adam in a klisharis, and I'm about to do this week, and all of a sudden, the mizbech falls apart. There's no longer ravua. So the dam was nire, it was oimid le hakrove, oimid le zrika, then nitre, something happened, they can't be zarek the dam, then chazam and nire, then later on, they put cement on the mizbech, they fixed the ribua, so that's a din, this dam is pasal hakrove. The chefetz of the dam is possible, or by the hadasim. The hadas was kosher at the beginning of Yom Tov, then the berries grew, so more berries than leaves. So it became, the chepta became possible. And then I pluck off the berries. Now, Chalamoyd, you're allowed to pluck off the berries. That's near a minute, Chazam in here. That's a shayla on the chepta. Here it's not a shayla whether the chepta of the dam is nitan le mitzvah's kisui. It's not a chepta. It's a shayla on the person. Shayla on the person. The shaykhid was mechayiv to do kisui adam. Kol Yisrael were mechayiv to do kisui adam. Shaykhid had the first crack at doing it. There was an obligation on everybody present to do kisui adam. And then kiseu haruach, there's no longer an obligation. And then the wind blows, or someone comes, and they uncover the dam. That's a different kind of dichui. We're not really talking, does the dam lend itself to the mitzvah of kisei? Pashat Pshat, it's not a psul in the dam. By the korban, you're talking about psul in the korban. You can't be zorik the dam. Over here, it's not a question of psul in the dam. It's a question, the gavra is no longer mechim, but the gemara puts it together, the same shayla of dichui. So that's an ibaidolay of shita in the Gemara and Sukkah, where the yesh dichayitz on mitzvah. There's an institution of dichoy, which is learned off in the pasuk in Moshchasubam Mumbam. Is it only restricted to karbanis, or does it even apply to other mitzvahs as well? So the Gemara says, and what does it help if chazim is gala, my habi? What does it help if kisei haruch chazim is gala? So what? Ha'itchile. But there was a period of time that it was covered with the sawdust. So if he say dichay etzal mitzvahs, so why does it say chayv lechasas? So if the Gemara Amrav Papa zos ameris, and this Mishnah you can prove the point, and dichay etzal mitzvahs, the dichay only applies to karbanis and doesn't apply to mitzvahs. You look in the Gemara Sukkah, the Gemara is not so convinced. The Gemara says maybe the Mishnah says it b'toras sofing, not b'toras vaday. Kisei haruch b'chozem in izgal chayv lechasas is b'toras vaday. And you say a brocha on the kisei adam. And it is a v'torah sofik, and you shouldn't say a brocha on kisei adam. The sofik where there is dicheitz and mitzvah and dicheitz and mitzvah. So the Gemara in Sukkah says, maybe the Mishnah means to say chayv l'chasas b'sofik, not l'chayv l'chasas b'vadai. Yeridei, they just quote the Mishnah, kitzvu rosoi. So the Meforshim on the Yeridei add, I think the Pichadosh adds on, chayv l'chasas, but you shouldn't say a brocha, because the Gemara in Sukkah says it's b'sofik, not v'torah s'vadai. Our Gemara leaves it that is b'toras by the Zos Ameris saying dichay etzal mitzvahs.
Why can't you say it's a psul in the dam? If it's covered, it's not the dam. Why do you want to transfer it that it's calling the man?
The reason why I'm pushing to say like that is because there's a rush in the end of Moed Katan. The last parak, Moed Katan is all about the dinam of Chalamoy, the miniature, the little holidays. Yom Tov is Maseches Beitzah, Shabbos is Maseches Shabbos. And Chalamoyd is Maseches Moed Katan. So the third parak of Moed Katan, the Ruba, the bulk of the parak is, what do you do? People die every day. People dying every day and never died before. So what do you do on Chalamoyd if someone dies? What do you do on Yontov? Do you observe Avelis on Yontov, on Chalamoyd? If you began before, you began after. When do you do the burial and so on? So you have all the dinim there. So the Rosh has all the dinim of Avelis. In the last parak, he adds on even discussions that don't appear in the Gemara. So there's a shayla that runs as follows. There's a din of chinuch, a child before by mitzvah. So we require of him in a Torah, he's not obligated to perform any mitzvahs. Is a lab bachiyu? Is a lab badas? A lab bachiyu? But with the rabbanon, there's a din of chinuch. He has to observe all the mitzvahs. They rise all the mitzvahs. The rabbanon, even them in hogim, even clapping hoshainis on Hoshana Rabbi, which is only a minute. So the gemara is mashma also. You have to have chinuch on them in hogim as well. So there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is a big machlek is, what about Avelis? What if a relative dies? Is there a din of chinuch on the children, on those relatives who are not yet bar mitzvah? So we pask on the Shulchan Aruch, there's no chinuch on Avelis. Whatever the hesber is, machlek zachroinim, whatever the hesber is, that's the din. There's no chinuch on Avelis. So that's one din. Then there's another din. Let's say a person dies and they notify their relative, the seven of them, they notify them 3 months later. They notify them 3 months later. So if they notify them within 30 days of the death, that's called Shmor Kreiva. They notify them after 30 days pass by, that's called Shmor Rechaik. So Shmor Rechaik is a machlaikis in the Gemara, what's the dinner? We pass on Halacha, Shmor Rechaik, you don't have to observe Shiva Shloshim, you only observe Yom Echad, one day Avelis, and the Yom Echad you can chisel down with Mixas Hayam Kukula. So he just takes off his shoes and he sits down for 5 minutes, and that's it. Pata. A lot of times by older people. My father was the youngest in his family. See, my father was an old man already, and his brothers were older than him. So he didn't want to sit Shiva when his brothers died. It said, Tircha. He's old already. And my father told my sister, if she hears that his brothers die, don't tell me about it till after Shloishim. Sure. So my sister told him after Shloishim. He just said Shachas. That's all. They weren't so close. So he just said Shachas. So the Rosh has this Shaila. What if a child was before, he's 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah, and the father and a relative dies. The father dies, the brother dies. And then the kid becomes bar mitzvah 2 weeks later. So we assume halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, there's no chinuch and aveilus. So the kid didn't have to observe any aveilus before the bar mitzvah. Now becomes bar mitzvah, should you say, it's a shmor kroiva now. Now we heard about it within Shloshim Yom of the death of the relative. So now he has to begin observing Shiva Shloshim. Or do you say, no, hol v'nitcha yidocha. So dicha etzel mitzvah is a sfeika d'dina. So misafik usually, you say, you should go b'chomer, like here. It's a sofik vadi muchiv to do kise adam, so it says chayu l'chaser. But an avelis, you always go b'kula. Whenever there's any sofik in avelis, even if the avelis is a din d'araisa, you also go b'kula. Sofik avelis l'hokel is a din d'araisa. That's the Tosfos in Erevin, quotes like that from the Goyim. It's based on a pasuk. Sofik avelis is l'kula. So that's a machlokes between the Rosh and his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg. So the Maram Rutenberg proved from a Gemara that there's no dichli by mitzvahs. So how did he prove it? There's a Gemara in Yevamos, middle of Yevamos, apropos to nothing there in Yevamos. Gemara, one middle of Yevamos, the kid becomes by mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. How can that be? How can the kid become by mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So there is a big group of Rishonim and Akronim hold that a child becomes bar mitzvah 13 days to the year and to the hour. If the kid was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes bar mitzvah 13 years later. And the Eis Leis, that's the Lashon HaGemara, the Eis Leis becomes bar mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Leishikovs used to laugh at that. He thought it was a big joke. But half of the Rishonim, half of the Akronim hold like that. Bogan Avram quotes.
Used to wake them up in the middle of the night.
Right. A prime would wake up his children, the children who were born at 3 o'clock in the morning, would wake them up. At 3 o'clock they should say Kriya Shema again. Because when they said Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock, they were before Bar Mitzvah. So they weren't Yotze on the level that I say. We'd wake them up after 3 o'clock in the morning, they should wash Negel Vas and say Kriya Shema again to the Yotze of their eyes. Most people don't do that. Yeah. So that's one possibility. The kid becomes Bar Mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. So the other... According to the other poskim, we usually assume everybody becomes bar mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar, becomes bar mitzvah, and then Zayin Adar enters the night of Zayin Adar. You have to wait till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So how can he become bar mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So the worst case is that Havish Day Cyrus at 2 o'clock. A boy or a girl becomes bar mitzvah. It's not enough shonim. It's shonim this imanim. It has to be 12 or 13, girl or a boy. And then you have to have Shtei Cyrus growing on the Eva Ha'erva. So what if the Shtei Cyrus were too short and they grew in the middle of Shabbos, also far-fetched. They grew in the middle of Shabbos, so at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're long enough to count for the Shtei Cyrus. That's the case the Gemara has. A kot n'shevi Shtei Cyrus in the middle of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he was only a kot, and he was only obligated to observe Shabbos midi rabbonon mitam chinuch. And if he would be mechal the Shabbos, he would be chayv kareis. So if he was Mechal Shabbos B'shogig, it's not Chai B'chatos. Only Chai B'chatos is Mechal Shabbos on the level of the Raisa. But after 2 o'clock, he's B'chiv to observe Shabbos B'nat Torah. So if he was Mechal Shabbos later in the afternoon, after 2, B'shogig, it could be Chai B'chatos. So the Maram Rutmeg asked the question, one should say, Dicha Yetzal Mitzvahs. What Chepze? Usually we say, Dicha is on a Chepze. So he said, you see from that Gemara that ain't dicha etzel mitzvahs. Okay, but he's not chetz. He said, ain't dicha etzel mitzvahs. Vadai, because you don't bring a chatas on a sofik, you bring it on shemtalui. So the Gemara assumes, ain't dicha etzel mitzvahs. So he said, the same over here. He takes, ain't dicha etzel mitzvahs. Even though the relative, the father died when the child was 2 weeks before his bar mitzvah, So the first 2 weeks after the father died, he wasn't obligated to observe Avelus. But then when he comes 2 weeks later, he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So then even though usually the obligation to observe Avelus begins with the Stimus HaGerlo, and the Kvura is completed. Here it didn't begin. There was no Chiyuv. So later, 2 weeks later, he can become obligated. That's called Ein Dicha Etzel Mitzvah. So the Rosh disagrees with the Maharam Rutmer. He says, what has got to do with Dicha Etzel Mitzvah? Every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha. Every moment of Shabbos is Mechayiv to observe Isa Malacha. So the first half of the day till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, he was a Kotel. At 2:01, he's a Gadol, and the Kedusha Sayyam of 2:01, every moment has Kedusha. The Kedusha Sayyam is Mechayiv. Why do you go back, since at the beginning of Shabbos he was not there, why do you go ancient history? Why should you go back to the beginning of Shabbos? But over here by Avelis, the Mechayiv of Avelis is the Stimus HaGerlo, the Gmar HaKvura. So when the Gmar HaKvura occurred, the kid was a Kotel. So there was no Chiv. So the Rosh says you should say, Yesh Dicha Etzel Mitzvahs. Yesh Dicha Etzel Mitzvahs. It should be a suffix, but Yesh Dicha Etzel Mitzvahs are not. So over there, in that case, there's no Chepsa to talk about. You're not talking about a Chepsa, what? The Mesa, or the person. The question is, there was no Chiv Avelis until now. The Chiv HaBelu should have said in with the Stimus HaGerlo, with the Gemara Kvura, and it didn't. For this child, because he wasn't Bar Mitzvah, we pass him as no Chinachani. And Avelis, so then will the Chiv HaBelu begin 2 weeks after? And the Rosh says that the Rosh thinks that Yesh Dicha Etz HaMitzvah. Yesh it's a suffix. Take it a dinner. Yesh Dicha Ein Dicha. So by Avelis, you go to Kula. So you would say Yesh Dicha Etz HaMitzvah. That whole discussion that the Rosh had about Dicha Mitzvah, talking where there is no Chepzah at all. Just the question, there was a Afsok in his mind where there was no Chiyuv to do the Mitzvah. Can you say the Mitzvah can pop up later? The Mitzvah, like over here, the Mitzvah should have begun right after you do the Shechita on the chicken. So over here it did begin, but then the wind covered it over, so there was no longer a Chiyuv. Then the wind blew it off, so do you say the Chiyuv on the person comes back again? Yeah.
But isn't the child like the
mum,
the behemoth? Don't you compare it with the
Bachai? Right, so the
mum.
Yeah, no, that's by Korbanis. The Korban is incomplete. The original Pasuk of Dichai is by Korbanis.
Right.
So half of the Rishonim hold that there's no Dichai by mitzvahs at all. That's what the Ramban hold. No Dichai by mitzvahs, period. That's it. There's no Dichai by mitzvahs. Not the Torah itself, the Torah is Vadai. Like our Gemara, Ein Dicha, and a lot like the Gemara Sukkah says that. Gemara Sukkah says, maybe the Mishnah says, Kiseh Ruch, V'chazim, and Galachayim, V'chaz, maybe it's Tarasophic, you shouldn't say Bruch. Ramban says, no, it's Bataras Vadai. Ein Dicha, Eitzel Mitzvah. If it would have been a Sophic, then by Avelis, it would have gone to Hakel. And the Ramban holds that you go to Achmer, Kotin Shehigdal, Batar Shloshim, Ramban holds that you go to Achmer over there. So he holds that Ramban passed him to the Bataras Vadai. The Rosh has an interesting expression over there. Says his Rebbe passed away. He was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutmer. So the Rebbe passed away, and he can't confront him with the Kasha. So he says, it's not really fair that I'm disagreeing with the Rebbe after he died. If the Rebbe would be alive and I would argue with him, the Rebbe was like a lion who would rip me to pieces. He would slug me up. He would say, everything I said is ridiculous. So he says, it's not fair to argue with a person who's not alive anymore. He can't fight back. But he says, it's Torah, and I think that it's not correct. So he says, with all due respect to the Rebbe, he begs to disagree. That's a famous Machlokes, that's a Rosh on the last page. In the Rosh on Moed Kotan, that's a Shaila that comes up all the time. Kotan Shehigdal Ben Tzashloshim, but he has to observe the Avelos. So this is a famous Daf Gemara, some famous topics. Maybe we'll start the next Mishnah. You shecht a whole bunch of chickens, right? And then you're going to do one Kisa Adam. At the end, all of a sudden, somebody takes a hose and they spritz so much water in, there's much more water than there is blood. So the blood will be bottled bereif. You have 51% water and 49% dam. So there's a din of bittul bereif. Whenever something is bottled bereif, we treat it as if it's not there. So there's no more mitzvah of kisei adam. What's the din? So the Mishnah says, not so quick. Dam shenisar b'mayim, the dam is red and the mayim is white. So dam shenisar b'mayim, and yesh bo mar is dam, if even though it's 51% wood, only 49% dam, but the dam has a reddish color. So if you can see the color of red, yesh b'mar is dam, chayv l'chasas, yuam mukhiv to do kisei adam. Why don't they just say tam ki iker? If you'll drink the water, you'll taste the flavor of the dam. The answer is tam ki iker. Let's say you buy a non-kosher product in the store. What's so non-kosher about the product? You're not buying chaser. You're buying cake in the store. So what could it be already? The non-kosher ingredient is going to be less than 50%. So why don't you just say it's bottle derived? The answer is tam ki iker. They put in an ingredient that enhances the flavor. It has a different taste because they put in some non-kosher margarine, a non-kosher flavoring or something. So even though that non-kosher flavoring is in the miut, it's less than 50%, that's halacha, that tam is ki'ikah. If you can taste the flavor, it's considered as if it's bien, it doesn't become bapu. So why does the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to say yesh bomar is dam? Why don't you just say tam ki'ikah? So the Rishonim explained tam ki'ikah only applies when you're talking about macholos asuris. With respect to eating it, you're not allowed to eat the non-kosher product in the store if it has a non-kosher ingredient, even though clearly the ingredient is less than 50%, because of the din of tam ki iker. But when you get to other things, other halachas, when you get to kisei adam, you don't apply tam ki iker. When you get to kabbalah stumna, also, you don't say tam ki iker. Tam ki iker is only if you're talking about isur achila. So the Mishnah has this chiddush that if you see the maris dam is still considered dam, and Yechayev Lechasa, why should that be so? That's a discussion in the end of Baba Kama, of all places. Whether Chazusa Nilsa or Chazusa Lav Nilsa. That's a shayla, a discussion in Yerideya. There's a big discussion in Yerideya. If you have a non kosher ingredient that falls into kosher food, and it doesn't affect the flavor, doesn't affect the change, sometimes you have a non kosher ingredient that just for the coloring changes the color. They want it to look yellow, or they want it to look red. The people, they put in a food coloring. And the food coloring is non-kosher, from a non-kosher source. So that's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch, what's not law. So they quote, there's a Gemara in the end of Baba Kama, but the Gemara has a funny discussion where they say, Chazusa Milsehi, if something affected a change in the color, is it considered BN? But you say, no, it's not BN. Since it's, the Gemara has a funny case. A very rare case. A monkey, someone has a bucket of paint that's open next to a building. So a monkey comes and takes the paintbrush and he paints my building white with your paint. And my building is worth more money now. It improved the good looks of the building. So I didn't steal the paint. It's not my monkey. Whoever is the owner, let's say it's a monkey, shall hefker. Whoever is the owner of the monkey should be chayv mitam the dame, or cause the hefsed mamet. He was mafsed the other guy's paint. It's a monkey, shall hefker, the monkey ran away. So the Gemara has a discussion. Do you say, my house improved in value, appreciated in value, because of the paint that the monkey put on it? So therefore, I have your mamet, bien. Or they say, Chazus Olam Milsehi. The paint is on, or the same thing the Gemara has, let's say, I made a sweater from wool that has no color. We took wool off of the animal, we made thread out of it, colorless. Then a monkey comes and dyes the sweater in your dye. Now the sweater is worth much more money. It's not some bland, it has a gray color, has a blue color, whatever color the monkey dyed it. So do you say Chazus and Milsehi, I have a sweater and I have dye, and because the dye enhances the value, I have to pay you because my money got bach. My dye is in your sweater, so you owe me money. But you say Chazus and Milsehi, I have a sweater. The dye is balua in the sweater. The paint is on the building, it's part of the building. There is no paint. You can't say my money got bach. So that's a suffik, a sveka din in the Gemara. So the Pichodesh raises the issue. Then Yeridei and the Mechaber and the Rambam both assume when a non-kosher ingredient fell into a kosher food, and it doesn't affect the change. You can't. It's just the food coloring. It doesn't affect the flavor. So you can't apply tam ki iker. You can't smell it, and you can't taste it. But it's noticeable. It changed the colors. So the Mechaber and the Rambam both assume in Hilchas Yontem and Hilchas Yeridei. They assume that that's not a reason to say that it's not bottled. And the Pricharish Taina is no. And that was the by the life sheet in the mind. What the Chazusa Milsi, Chazusa La Milsi. If it affected a change in the color, so that's a Sveik Eredin in the Gemara. What they consider as if it's Bien. So what should you paskin? So the later paskin quote, Bishchichuvah quotes from the Chasam Sofer, that since it's an abide life sheet in the Gemara, and Baba Kamen, Hagoizel, so we should say, with respect, if it's an Issa, the Raisa the Felin, Sveik of the Raisa the Chumer. An Issa the Rabbana the Felin, you say Sveik of the Rabbana the Kula, because it's an abide life sheet. Yeah, why don't they quote this Mishnah? I don't know. Here the Mishnah has, as if it's a special din by Dam. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim also like that. Let's say, the Shech the Karbon and do Kabbalah Saddam. And then after doing Kabbalah Saddam, water falls in, and then there's 51% water and only 49% Dam. But it, clearly the color of the water changed because of the 49% of the Dam. So the Mishnah says the same over there. Nyesh Bomar is Dam, Chayv Lechasas. It does not say the Ferish, that Chazusa Milsahi. Unless they say it's a special halacha marsha misinai by Dam. But I don't know why. Somehow they don't, the poskim don't discuss this in that in the context of the topic in Baba Kamen and Yeriday. So this Mishnah is both here and in Zvachim. The Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara here is going to talk about both. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll continue next week. We have a din in last week's sedra that if a person is tamei and he wants to become tohor, he has an option either to be tovel in a mikveh, to be tovel in a mayon. And mikveh is when the word mikveh means kovah v'kaimi. Yikovah ha'mayim ha'makom echot. So mikveh means it has to be stagnant water. Let's say you have water rolling down the mountain, or you have waves. Let's say the high tide. The waves are rolling on the ground, so that's zechlin. So zechlin is not mikveh, has to be be'eshbar, and you have to have a shever, a crack in the ground, and the word mikveh is ikavu amayim, has to be be'eshbar, it has to be stationary. And amayon is where a mikveh is where the source of the water is notvin. Notvin means it came from the rain, or it came from the melting snow, and it's rolling on the ground. That's not good, it has to be mikveh, kavu v'kayim, and be'eshbar. Then if the source of the water is from under the ground, the fountain under the ground, the Tanoim knew, the Gemara in Tainus talks a lot about the water cycle. The Tanoim knew the secret about the water cycle. It's the same water. The water that comes up goes up to the sky, and then it rains, and then it goes down, and then it goes up, goes down. All the water in the world comes from the sky. They all knew that. But still, the Chumash makes a distinction. If the water was long enough, was rolling under the ground long enough, that it shoots up from under the ground, that has a din of a mayan. That's ach mayon uvar mikveh mayim yihi atohar. That was in last week's sedra in Shmini. If the person is tummy, he can become tohar either one way or the other, either to be tovel on a mikveh, avoyim soa kavah v'kaimah, eshborim, or to be tovel on a mayon, where the source of the water is from under the ground from the fountains, and that only it's only called a mayon if it's zechon. So the Chumash says you have an option, either a mikveh or a mayon. There are three halachas in the Chumash where we require dafke a mayon. So this week said you have by the Zav, the whole bunch of people who are tummy, they have an option, either to be tovel on a mikveh, to be tovel on a mayon. The Zav has to be tovel on mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is the same as a mayon, not the soda mayim chayim. When it says in Chumash the word mayim chayim, that means a mayon. So that's one person is tummy can only become tovel by being tovel in mayim chayim and in mayim. Then there are another two cases where you need mayim chayim, but it's not for the tefillah. So you have, when you're preparing a paraduma, so you have to burn, you have to shef the paraduma, and then you have to burn it, and then you take the ashes, and then you have to take mayim chayim, and then you have to take a little bit of the ashes of the paraduma and mix it in with the mayim chayim. So when you do the hazor shlishi yishvi, then the tamei meis is able to be tovel on the mikveh. So what completes the tahara of the tamei meis, he has to go to the mikveh. But to prepare him to be roi, to go to the mikveh, he has to have hazor shlishi shvi. So to do the hazor shlishi shvi, you have to mix in at least a speck, a little bit of the efer hapora into mayim chayim. And in today's seder, we also have, when you have a metzora and he wants to become tohar, so you shecht, you have to have a tzipa shtei tzipor mechayis tohores, you have to shecht the tzipa hashchuta al gabei hamayim hachayim. So these are three cases where you need mayim chayim. When you do Taharas HaMetzorah, when you shef the Tzipar HaShkuto on top of the Mayim Chayim. You can't just take water from a river. You have to take water from a fountain, from the ocean. We assume the ocean water is Mayim Chayim. And then when you have Paraduma, when you want to do the Haslo Shishvi, and when the Zav is Taiva, then you need Mayim Chayim. So Rashi quotes in different places in Shas, around eight sources maybe. So four times Rashi writes one way, and four times Rashi writes the other way. A whole bunch of times Rashi writes, the Ga'anim say that just like a Zav needs Mayim Chayim, a Zava also needs Mayim Chayim. A Zav and a Zava have similar dinim. They both need Shiva Nekim. They both have to bring Karbanis at the end. They both have sickness. A Nida is not a sickness. A Nida is normal. But a Zava below Esnidasa, that's irregular. And a Zav is also, a Balkari is normal. A man has Tashmish with his wife, he's a Balkari. But a Zav is some kind of a irregular thing. So Zav and Zav are both some kind of sickness, and they both need Sphira, Shiv, and Akim. They both have to bring a Korban. So the Goyim were of the impression, they understood the Gemara like that, that just like the Chumash says, and Perez said, with the Zav needs Mayim Chayim, so the Zav also needs Mayim Chayim. So around four places in Shas, Rashi quotes the Shittas HaGoyim, and he shows how they read it into the Gemara. And in other four places in Shas, in the Masoros HaShas on the side, on the margin, they give you all the cross-reference. The other four places in Shas, Rashi says that that's not correct, because there's a Beferish of Tosefta in the first parak in Megillah. It says, "En bin Adarishan Adarsheni ala mikra Megillah Bavad." This Purim, when you have Adarishan Adarsheni, so you observe Purim Katan in the first month. Then the real Purim is in the second month. So the Mishnah says, "En bin Adarishan Adarsheni ala mikra Megillah Bavad." All the mitzvahs are done in Adarsheni. So then the Mishnah goes off on a tangent, because they used to memorize the Torah Shabbal Peh. So they put together all the Ein Beins. Ein Bein Zavarei Shtevi, Zavarei Sholoshviz, Ein Bein Mitzor Muzgo, the Mitzor Muchmad. You have a whole series of Mishnahs. Then you have Toseftas, they elaborate more, they list up more. So it's a Beferish of Tosefta and Megillah, in the middle of all the Ein Beins, Ein Bein Zav, Lezova, Ela, Mayim Chayim. That a Zav needs Mayim Chayim, and a Zova does not need Mayim Chayim. So that's really the accepted opinion. It's a Beferish of Tosefta. The Goyim made a mistake. They misinterpreted the Gemara. They thought that the Zav and the Zava both need Mayim Chayim. This is very neger halacha lemaisa, because the Gemara has a takonas Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made a takonas. We treat every woman who has a Riyaz Dam as if she's a Sofik Nida, Sofik Zav, as if she's a Wara Toa. Toa means a woman, she forgot where she is holding. She doesn't know whether she's in the middle of Yimei Nida or Yimei Zava. So only a Zava needs Shivinikim, a Nida doesn't need Shivinikim, but we treat every woman, Takonis Rebbe, the end of Nida, treat every woman with Manazes, if she's a Sufik Nida, Sufik Zava. So if she's a Sufik Zava, then she needs Mayim Chayim. How you talking? We don't, most of the women are toivel on a mikveh. They have the water gathers on the rooftop of the building where the mikveh is, and then they have it go down on the pipe. They don't have a Mayon, they don't have, here and there you have a Mayon. It's healthier, because if you have a mikveh, so the first woman who goes into the mikveh has germs. Let's say she has some kind of a condition. And then the water becomes infected with her germs. Then you have another 20 women use the same mikveh. They're going to get sick from her germs. And if you have a mayon, so the water is always moving, and it'll be less germs. They test it out. So in Muncie, they have a couple of mayonis that they use. But all over the world, everybody uses a mikveh. Nobody uses a mayon. So the meaning clearly is that we assume, not like the Gaon, we assume like the Tosef, the Megillah, that a Zava does not need Mayim Chayim. So the Bach, tries to defend the meaning. Even if you hold like the Gaon, that you need Mayim Chayim for the Zava, that's only if you want to be Metaher the Zava from Tuma Ziva. If you don't care, let it remain Tuma Ziva. You just want the Mata Labayla. Wow. Anida Nizava has two dinim. She's an Avatume and she's Asura Labayla. So even if you hold like the Gainim, that a Zava does need Mayim Chayim, but she only needs a Mayim Chayim to remove the Tumah. But to become a Teres Labayla, that's a din of a Tefillah and a Mikveh is good enough for that. That's a Wapra of a Chish. But Lemaisa, that's the common practice. The women are not Teufel, even though they're Suffolk Zava, the women are not Teufel and a Mayon. Because we hold the guy that made a mistake, with all due respect, it's not correct. The Beferish HaTosefta, that only a Zav needs Mayim Chayim, no other Tomei needs Mayim Chayim. The other two who need, for Eifer Pora Duma, to do the Hazaz, you need Mayim Chayim. And by Taharas HaMetzor, you have to Shech the Tzipa HaShchuta, Agabi HaMayim HaChayim. But the only Tomei who has to be Toivul and a Mayon is the Zav. The others don't. Okay.
Yeah.